So, who makes the real money in crypto? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, here with us as always this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, yes, Steve and Ted. And good question. Let me figure this one out here. I'll make something up here. Yeah. Well, if you're exploring cryptocurrencies as an investment, have you missed the boat? Stories about early Bitcoin millionaires and meme coin millionaires make it sound like there are digital wallets bursting with cash awaiting to be scooped up. Well, sorry, but most of the money in crypto isn't being made by small everyday investors. It's being made by a few distinct groups. Well, the first big winners were the early adopters. They bought Bitcoin back when it was just a few bucks. If they held on, they're sitting on life-changing wealth. The same goes for those who got into Ethereum before everyone was talking about smart contracts. The window has mostly closed, but there were the pioneers who believed before the rest of us really kind of got it or understood what was going on. Next are the exchanges and platforms. Companies like Coinbase, Binance, and Kraken have made money through transaction fees. Whether you make or lose money on the trade, they get paid. Just like during the gold rush, when people selling shovels and running hotels often made more than the prospectors. Professional traders and hedge funds access sophisticated tools and research to capitalize on the wild volatility of crypto markets. They have the speed and knowledge that the average person rarely matches. And let's not forget the influencers and creators. From YouTubers to Twitter personalities, plenty of people make money not by trading crypto, but by talking about it, building communities, or even launching their own tokens. A small group of early believers, the platforms running the show, and professionals who treat it like a business are making the big money. For the rest of us, it truly is a gamble. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number's 316-267-0600.
Oh, we've reached the promised land.
Yes.
We don't have to have anything. We don't have to know anything. It's in thin air, and there it is, paying us money. And you're saying that it doesn't exist. On the other hand, if you make a profit, they give you money. It's like printing money. I don't get it at all.
It is based solely upon its demand.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You know, it's demand and it's scarcity. I mean, they many of them say they're limited. I mean, so things like the Trump coin is unlimited. I mean, you just keep saying there's more if people want to buy it.
So if I have to invest in crypto, if I have to buy some shares or something, will they just take my IOU that I'm good for it? Or
sure.
I mean, say, hey, imagine that you're getting money from me, because you're not, but... Is that the way it works?
No. You better put some. You're gonna have to put some sort of cash in there, or you're gonna have to mine it. There's still some allowed that's out there that can be mined, but that takes tremendous computer power and time.
I don't. It's no secret. I confess to you, I have never been very sharp about just making money without working for it. I just haven't been able to figure it out.
Well, mining, it's working for it. You know, you have to pay for the electricity and for the computer power and all the rest of that. So you'd be working for it.
Well, you know, and I don't think Ted's real good about just generating cash out of nothing.
So we've had this thing in the last week, this company like 8Co.
Okay.
Stock was pennies. And then they announced, we're investing $250 million in crypto. And the stock went up 5,700%.
Wow. See, I didn't even know about that.
And there's another one last week, Q triple M or M triple Q, and its stock went up 1,200% when they announced they were investing in crypto.
Oh, gosh.
So what they invested, though, was it real money? Did somebody write a check for five? I mean,
I would assume
what
so.
What was their money backed by that they invested with? Nothing. Well, so no, it's no, nothing.
No.
The economy is based on Seinfeld. It's about nothing.
Well, that's not completely the way I see it.
And here we are, like a couple of nitwits, sleeping in here, coming in here every day and working.
Are you passionate about this?
And coming in here and working. And
we're idiots, aren't we? Working for a living.
Every other Friday, they put some money in my account. Yeah?
Yeah. I like that.
Oh, well. We're not the top. I'm not the smartest person.
Well, you know what? There's two sides to every trade. So when somebody makes money, somebody either already made money and they're selling it, or they're losing money.
Well, so I'm already confused. Today is...
I just wished I'd have bought that Eightco stock 2 weeks ago.
There you go.
A couple of pennies.
Well, you don't need money.
I'd be rich.
I'm just going to call up saying, I'm giving you $1 billion of crypto. And then, yeah, well, then in a couple of days, I'll have... They'll pay me back, right, with a couple of billion?
Sure, sure.
Okay.
If it goes up.
I couldn't even get my dad to co-sign a car note. He knew I was not a good risk.
Is this a rant?
No, nah, it's kind of.
I think Steve's a little passionate here.
Crypto is just, it's mindless modern American.
Well, it does nothing. It produces nothing. It sits there and bees rare.
It's a real artificial intelligence. It's artificial wealth. It's artificial wealth. It's based on nothing.
Well, it's based upon you. If you put value on it and I put value on it, then there's value on it.
No, that's like
and we'll and between us we'll trade.
That's like me
and
saying,
that's what's happened. There's it's created like me a community.
Saying, okay, it's like me saying I'm a good-looking man. It's baloney. But there it is.
Well, if there's some foolish woman, then you see that's how it works.
I found
crypto. You find a couple foolish people, you know.
All right, today is World Barber Day on a more serious note.
Something you don't need.
Did you know that barbers in the Middle Ages were not only skilled at haircuts and wet shaves, they also pulled teeth, dressed wounds, and performed operations. They were the original doctors.
Okay? That's right. They were dentists, too.
They were barber surgeons known for much more than just styling a man's hair.
Yeah.
They even founded the first barber's organization in France in 1096. 1096.
Called the Barbers of Seville.
My barber is Mike Watson at Sweetbriar Barbershop. And by the way, he doesn't exist. He's crypto. All right.
No, he exists.
He exists. I know.
I need a haircut. All right. I got to go.
What would happen if you offered to pay him in crypto? What would he do?
Well, he'd take it.
He'd go Sweeney Todd on you.
Yeah,
no kidding. How would you like a little shave right now? On this date, a couple of big shows premiered on TV, Ted. See if you can guess. 53 years ago, 1972. Big show. Big comedy. What was it?
All in the Family?
Nope. The Bob Newhart Show, premiering on CBS. And it ran 32 years into 1993 before they changed up on it. Also premiering on this date, doesn't say how many. Yeah, 32 years ago, 1993, Frasier premiered on NBC. It ran for 11 seasons. I tried never to miss a Frasier episode.
Pretty funny show. The Bob Newhart was not on the air for 32 years. Mm. We got to correct that right now. Oh, it was on the air for six or seven
years. That's right. The Bob Newhart Show premiered on CBS. Then the new sentence started, and I ran over into
okay.
So I'm mistaken.
Yeah, it was on the air for about 5 years.
32 years ago in 1973.
Funny show. I just recently watched the whole show.
Which one?
Bob Newhart Show.
Okay.
Watched it beginning to end.
How about that?
Which I hadn't seen it since I was a kid, so that was fun. Frasier, another well-written, funny show.
The thing about it is you get hooked, and they just keep developing the characters, adding on layers of comedy, and the writing is, especially on Frasier. Now, on Newhart, it was timing a lot. He had a way of just waiting till the right second.
Which was Bob Newhart's genius.
Yeah, he would hit the line there.
You know, and it's just like Seinfeld. Bob Newhart's the straight man. He's surrounded by quirky people and quirky situations, and Bob just kind of reacts. And Jerry Seinfeld did the same thing on his show. He just kind of reacted to all the madness around him. And Jack Benny did that. I mean, that's
absolutely true.
Such a big post for comedy is to be the straight man and get those huge laughs just for standing there.